community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. You take the high road.
How are you doing, Scylla? You look a little bit shaken.
I am, Claire. I don't mind saying that that home visit has really upset me.
Ours can be a very upsetting job. But we're back at the office now, and I know the ideal place where a social worker can go for a quiet cry. Voila!
The ladies' toilet.
Let me get the door for you. Oh, okay. It looks like the ladies' toilet is busy. Let's try the caretaker's cupboard. Oh, sorry, Ray. I didn't know you were in here.
It's no problem.
Well, I mean, there's some space under my desk. Cheers.
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 Well, this is very pleasant, Claire.
So pleasant.
This is very different from other barbecues I've been to, Claire.
Really? Really, Mrs. Singh?
Yes. Normally, there is food.
There will be food, Mrs. Singh.
Today.
Brian! What's happening with the barbecue?
Patience, Claire. It won't be long.
We don't socialise enough.
That's true.
You know, it's just such a shame that Libby couldn't come.
Oh, Libby!
What a pleasant surprise. I didn't think you'd make it.
No, neither did I when I showed up at completely the wrong house. Fancy forgetting your own address, Claire.
It was an honest mistake.
Claire throwing us a barbecue.
So I see. And what are we celebrating?
Oh, well, you know, as everybody is here, I might as well tell you. I shall be giving the closing keynote speech at tomorrow's social work conference.
I can't wait. I love a conference, me.
Me too. Social work conferences are kick-ass.
Hang on, I put my paper in for that. And I was told I'd been pipped at the post.
Well, Libby, now you know who by.
Honestly, we never had such a negative dynamic in the Kestrel Family Centre team.
Dynamic?
Between you two. But I suppose it is all down to you being so similar.
I don't think we are similar at all.
Neither do I.
You're probably right. Just because you share identical traits of control mania and an inability to be spontaneous doesn't make you similar. Oh, no.
A barbecue, one of the last male preserves. There is nothing quite like cooking outdoors over an open fire to express one's masculinity. Hey, Brian?
Yeah, except I can't seem to get my manhood to catch fire.
Are we still talking about barbecues?
Yes, we are.
Glad to hear it.
Set light, damn you!
It just needs a bit of help is all. Got any petrol?
We're not barbecuing with petrol, Simon. That would totally compromise the delicacy of the tofu.
I remember when a good barbecue meant the deaths of at least 8 animals.
Hold on, I do have this stuff, barbecue lighter fluid. It says you shouldn't put it on after the coals are lit.
Namby-pamby health and safety nonsense. Give it here.
Wow, did you see that?
My eyebrows! I can't feel my eyebrows!
Sorry about that, but at least the barbecue is caught.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I got caught in the blowback.
Oh, here, stay still. This will soothe it.
Oh, that's nice. What is it?
Mayonnaise. Oh. I have French dressing, if you prefer.
I'm fine. Just leave me to sort out the barbecue. Quite a flaming beak. Clear off!
I think the mayonnaise is attracting it.
You don't say. Oh, bloody hell, there's two of them.
Oh, and more coming. My guess is that they are from the bee's nest next door. You know the nest Thomas was throwing sticks at a minute ago?
Shoot! Bugger off!
Brian, what the hell do you think you're doing?
What does it look like?
Don't you dare swat any of those bees.
What?
Bees are a barometer of how healthy the environment is, which makes their drastic decline in numbers a cause for concern that we ignore at our peril.
Ow! It's stinging me! Ouch!
Yeah, well, I mean, that is what bees do.
Ow! Please let me swat them.
Certainly not. Every bee is sacred.
Ow! What do I do? Ah!
Stay still.
Ah!
Stay. That is so typical of you, Brian. I say stay still, and you immediately start running around the garden flapping your arms.
Hey, got off my shorts!
Brian, you're just annoying them.
I've been stung!
Don't tread on that rake.
Ow!
Don't tread on the other rake. Hi, how many rakes have you got?
Just the two.
Ow!
That's a lie. My sister gave me one for Christmas.
Oh, fuck, my nose has been stung.
Ryan, get away from the barbecue.
I'm on fire!
Oh, those poor bees up
be short. What a terrible way to go.
Should we call the firemen?
No, Scylla, definitely not. But we should call the firefighters. Honestly, Scylla, I'm very disappointed in your use of antiquated and sexist terminology.
Where's he going?
He's heading for the house.
Brian, don't go in the house. You're on fire.
Get away from me!
Hello.
Hello.
Come in. Come in. Welcome. Mi casa es su casa.
Thank you, Ray.
It was a very sad end to a very nice barbecue.
Indeed. God alone knows how many bees lost their lives.
Not enough.
Do you have any valuables? I have a safe under the stairs.
Oh, yeah, just my keynote speech. Rescued from the hall table during the fire, and that is coming with me to conference.
Just my hand-painted QPR Subutio team.
Well, the code is 5483. It's the date I was hit by Liza Minnelli's spittle at the Palladium.
Must have been good seats.
Not really. She tends to spray a bit, does Liza. Well, make yourselves at home and I'll put the kettle on.
Good idea.
My God, Claire, we cannot live here. It's disgusting.
It's either here or on the street.
The street will be cleaner. I am afraid to touch anything.
It is a bit musty.
Musty? It smells worse than when the cemetery in my village was flooded and all the corpses floated down the high street.
Well, you're just going to have to put up with it for a few days until we can get the flat sorted out.
Aren't you staying here?
No. I told you, I'm at conference.
I am not happy, Claire. We stay in this insanitary dump and you go to a hotel?
It's in Milton Keynes.
Oh. Fair enough.
Look, I'd better be off. Thank you. Thank you for taking in the waifs and strays.
It's my pleasure.
Bye.
Well, I'll give you a tour in a bit. I don't want anyone getting lost.
It's certainly a jolly big house.
It's too big for me. But I can't sell it for sentimental reasons. My mother left it to me in the final words from her deathbed.
Is she still here?
Hello, Claire. I didn't expect to find you in the bar. Having a nightcap?
Orange juice. I need a clear head for tomorrow.
And would that be your keynote speech in that plain A4 brown envelope?
Yeah. And before you ask, there is no chance of a peek. This baby is staying sealed and by my side until tomorrow night.
Oh, my God. Isn't that...
John Bolton, Program Director of MSc Applied Professional Studies at the University of Dundee.
I need an autograph.
I need a selfie.
Brian, it's you. I wondered what the noise was.
Oh, hello, Gnarly. Thought I'd make myself a little late-night snack. Do you want something?
What, like a botulism sandwich? No, I certainly do not.
I always eat when Claire's not around. I fill her void with food.
This is a very disturbing image.
Claire Ray doesn't seem that bothered about sell-by dates.
This place is a biohazard. You mustn't touch anything. I've just put Thomas to bed inside a bin liner. I myself shall be sleeping in a wetsuit and hosing down thoroughly every morning. Pray God we survive.
How is Thomas?
Exhausted. Fell asleep without a story.
And is he coping with being in Ray's house?
He's okay. Although I think it is only a matter of time before he realizes that the creatures running along the skirting board aren't long-tailed guinea pigs. Good night, Brian.
Night, Gnarly. Let's see what else is in here. Blimey. Those large grapes or small potatoes? Let me just scrape the mould off and have a look.
All right.
Hello.
You dropped your plate.
Yes, I did. I dropped it.
I'm Brendan.
Brendan. Yeah.
That's right. And you are?
Brendan.
We can't both be Brendan.
Sorry, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
And you're a friend of Ray's?
With benefits, if you know what I mean.
No, what's...
We've been shagging.
Right.
Something wrong, Brian?
No.
I'm sorry, does my being naked make you uncomfortable?
No. Are you naked? Golly, so you are. You know, I hardly notice.
Well, that's not exactly flattering.
No, I don't mean that. Obviously. No, you only have to look at... Not that I'm looking at...
I've only come down for a glass of water.
Yes, water.
Not worth putting your pants on for that.
No. C- Of course not.
See you then.
Cheerio.
Hello, Claire. May I join you?
Well, actually, I'd prefer it if you...
Oh, look, hey, look. We're away from the office now, right? Let's put our differences aside, shall we?
Changed a tune.
I was thinking about what Mrs. Singh said about us earlier, you know, about us being competitive control freaks who are incapable of spontaneity, and I thought I'd prove her wrong by coming over here and buying you a drink.
I have an orange juice.
A proper drink.
Well, I'm going to bed in a minute. I have a paper to give tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, all right, fair enough. You know, if you're not capable of taking a risk in life...
Oh, I'm every bit as capable of taking a risk as you, Libby.
I don't think so.
Oh, you know what? I definitely do think so. I'm probably more so, in fact.
Oh, I'll prove it. Do something out of your comfort zone.
Okay. One drink. What harm could it do? Oh, good grief. What the hell?
Libby! Libby! Wake up!
What? What time is it?
I forget the time, Libby. Where the hell are we?
We're on a bench.
But where?
I'm guessing Scotland?
Good morning, Nolly.
Brian, get out of the way. Ah, my hand, it touched the surface. I need cleaning fluids. I need Swarfiga. I need bleach.
I don't think Ray has that kind of thing. There's a tea towel here if you want to dry your hands.
You want me to use a brown tea towel?
Nolly, stop exaggerating. It's more ochre than brown, and some parts are almost, light yellow. I'm not sure what the crusty stuff is. I think... Look, you can make too much of this personal hygiene thing.
No, keep it away from me.
Yeah, you're probably right. Closer inspection, it's actually a pair of underpants.
Brian, what in the name of God are you eating?
Something meat-based. It does fizz when you first put it in your mouth, but not in an unpleasant way, you know.
Good morning.
Save yourself, run away.
Well, good morning to you too. I'm Colin.
I'm Brian, good morning.
Forgive me for wandering around in my vest and pants. I wasn't expecting to find anyone.
Oh, don't worry about me, mate. Compared to the bloke last night, you're positively overdressed.
Is that so?
Oh, I'll say.
Ray! Ray!
What is it, Colin? What's all the shouting about?
What were you doing last night?
Well, nothing. I told you I was just waiting up for you to fly in from Berlin.
On your own?
Well, of course on my own. No, Brian here is just staying with me. He's a colleague's husband. There's nothing going on between me and him.
Of course there's nothing going on between you and him. That's obvious.
So, why?
So what's the... what's the problem, Colin?
Why couldn't there be something going on with me?
The problem, Ray, is the naked man in the kitchen.
This time last year, I'll have you know, I was pretty damn buff.
What naked man in the kitchen?
I'll tell you something else as well. I was getting some very admiring glances from your lot in the gym changing room the other day.
The naked man your friend here just told me about.
Oh, yeah, jolly nice chap called, Brendan.
Brendan?
Oh, Colin, please.
You bastard, Ray! You swear undying love for me, and 2 days later you're in bed with Brendan Wicks!
It's not how it seems. Look, Colin! Oh, well done, Brian. You've destroyed the only relationship that's ever meant anything to me, and my heart is broken.
Oh, sorry.
Could you pass me my phone, please?
Yeah, sure. You're going to try and call him.
Actually, I thought I'd check out what's happening on Grindr.
Guessing Scotland? It could just as easily be Cornwall.
Doesn't matter, Libby. Although both the Scottish and Cornish people are fiercely proud of their respective national identities, and rightly so.
It is still nowhere near where I am supposed to be.
All right, calm down, Claire.
Don't tell me to calm down! This is all your fault!
What? Why is this my fault?
Because if it wasn't for you and your stupid one drink... I wouldn't have woken up on a bench by the seaside with no money, no phones, no cards, no identification, no idea where we are and no idea how we got there.
It is not my fault. I can't remember what happened, but I'm pretty sure I didn't force you to do any of this.
Really?
What's that supposed to mean?
You were jealous of me making the keynote speech.
And?
You sabotaged it.
How?
You put something in my drink.
Yes, I did. Alcohol. Lots of it, and that's what you kept asking for.
This is a disaster.
Claire, come. Before we surrender to despair, why don't we just find out where we are and then we'll go from there. I will ask this man. Oh, g'day.
Bonjour.
Claire, calm down.
Bonjour.
Claire, breathe.
Bonjour.
Claire, you need
bloody,
to breathe.
Bloody bonjour.
Stop
it. Bloody bonjour. Bonjour. The man is speaking study French.
Yes, sorry for some habit. I've lived in Scotland 2 years, but... But I'm still saying hello in French. Go figure!
Hey, there you go, Claire. I said Scotland, didn't I? Hello, sleepyhead.
Oh, how long have I been asleep?
About 2 hours. You crashed out as soon as you got in the lorry. I told you I'd get you back. I was hitchhike queen of the outback when I was growing up.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable. You just stuck your thumb out and the fast car stopped.
Yeah, you never lose it.
Yeah, look, Libby, I was a bit freaked out back there, waking up on a bench and everything. I may have said some things that I shouldn't have. Unkind things.
Yeah, forget it.
But you know, I actually can't forget it, Libby. I dumped all of my anxieties onto you instead of dealing with them.
Hey, look, anyway... All's well that ends well.
Thanks to you. You found the road out of town and the perfect roundabout to hitch from. You actually fixed things.
Well, that's very gracious of you to say so, Claire.
Libby?
And who knows? This little adventure, it may usher in a new period of détente between us.
Libby?
Yeah, friendship even.
Libby, should Scotland get more or less mountainous the further south you travel?
Well, less, of course.
So how do you explain those?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Oh, bugger. Oh,
we've gone 3 hours in the wrong direction!
It's okay, we'll just jump out and we'll get a lift the other way.
You saw how easy it was the last time.
Right, Claire, get ready. This is the one.
It isn't slowing down.
It isn't. Yeah, but it will.
No, but it won't.
It totally will.
It's not going to.
It will.
No.
Well, I didn't.
What did I tell you? Hitchhike queen of the outback. My fault!
That was your fault.
Excuse me. How is it my fault?
Well, it would have stopped if you hadn't been sending out negative vibes. Your negativity put the car off.
I am tired. I am homesick and I am hungry. Plus... the biggest opportunity of my career is about to go south, which is more than can be said for me!
It's not like there aren't any cars. They just aren't stopping.
And your point is?
We're doing something wrong.
What? How can you hitchhike wrong? You just stick out your thumb!
Well, look, there's two of us for a start. Drivers prefer to pick up single hitchhikers.
All right, is that so? Well, what do you suggest?
Well, there's this old trick I used to know from my Aussie hitchhiking days. But I don't think you're going to like it.
Yeah? Well, try me.
All right. One woman, the plainer of the two, hides behind that rock, say, whilst the other, more attractive one, sticks out a thumb and, you know, stops a car. The second the car pulls over, out pops the plain friend, and they both get in before the male driver gets the chance to, you know, complain about it.
You're absolutely right, Libby. I do not like it.
Yeah, I didn't think you would.
It is deceitful, exploitative, and against everything I believe in as a feminist, but... I am in a desperate situation, and desperate situations call for desperate remedies.
What are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing? I am hitchhiking!
I don't think you could possibly have understood what I meant.
I understood perfectly what you meant. Now, if you don't mind...
Are you kidding?
No, I have never been more serious in my life. Get behind your rock!
How can I phrase this in a way that won't hurt anybody's feelings, Claire? If we do it this way, we'll be here for the rest of our natural lives.
You know... I don't think so, Libby. Not if we are at all honest with ourselves.
Wait, what are you saying, Claire?
Well, it is, of course, all predicated upon a deliberately narrow conceit specifically designed to divide and subjugate, the terms of reference of which are repeated and reinforced by a male-dominated media.
You're a spit it out, Claire.
I am just prettier than you are.
What?
No, you know, I'm not happy about it either. But that's just the way misogyny works, the bastards.
What? I should do the hitchhiking, you should do the hiding. End of story.
No, because your target sexual demographic is only 5% of drivers.
What?
Lesbian motorists.
I'll have you know that I don't only appeal to lesbians, I have across the board appeal.
Oh, is that right? Is that what you think?
I have a broader appeal than you. The only way you'd get us a lift is if Brian from 15 years ago drove by.
I'm sorry. Did you want a lift or not?
Yes, please.
Oh, yes, please. But that would be fantastic. Yes, we'll be right there. Okay, listen up, Claire. Second rule of hitchhiking, do not ever jeopardise the lift by disagreeing with the driver. Got it?
I got that.
So, where are you girls going?
Girls,
the Open University, Milton Keynes.
I go right through Milton Keynes.
That's fantastic, isn't that just fantastic, Claire?
That's fantastic.
Can't stand driving alone. I love to chat too much.
Rightio.
Brexit. What a brilliant day that was. The European yoke, making Britain great again. Two fingers to Johnny Foreigner. Marvellous. We had a street party in Carshalton. What do you think of Theresa May? I think she's wonderful. Not Thatcher wonderful. Is your friend okay back there?
Oh, Claire, yeah, she's fine. She always sits with a fist in her mouth.
I like your accent.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm a bit of an expert at identifying accents.
Well, mine shouldn't present too many problems.
None at all. So, which part of New Zealand do you come from?
New Zealand? You get the...
Auckland. She comes from Auckland.
Do you know what? I was going to say Auckland.
Get your hands off me! Oh, get off me!
Quiet or we call the police.
Oh, goodness.
Hello? Oh, Claire, thank goodness. We didn't know where you got to. No, it's just me. Mrs. Singh is being ejected from the conference. What happened? Well, you know Alan Pickstock, senior social worker and head of policy for Hammersmith and Chelsea Borough Council? Yes, the Alan Pickstock. Well, Mrs. Singh tried to cut off the bottom of his jacket as a souvenir. But, Claire, what's going on? Where are you?
In a service station, about an hour away.
The talk is due in 40 minutes.
I borrowed a phone. There's no time to explain, but I want you to do a couple of things for me, Joni. First, go to the bar and retrieve my keynote speech. Yeah, I left it there last night. And second, I need you to stall the conference until I get there. I don't know. Use your initiative.
There you go, girls. The Open University, Milton Keynes.
Great. But before I go, can I clear up a couple of things? First, I am not a girl, a girly, a babe, or your darling. I am a woman.
Claire...
And second, you are one of the most obnoxious, opinionated, ignorant bags of fetid hot air I have ever had the misfortune to meet.
Claire, this is the East Campus. The conference is on the West Campus. It's about a mile away.
Right. I wonder, could we perhaps impose upon you to take us just a time?
Supper time. Oh, hello.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you. I just crept down for a snack. I'm Brian.
Right.
I'm the lodger.
Right.
Yeah, it's an interesting house, this. You never know who you're going to meet late at night or what they'll be wearing.
Is that so?
Yeah, not half. So far it's been a fully naked bloke, a chap in his pants, and now you, dressed all in black from your boots to your balaclava. And you've left the back door open.
I don't want any trouble.
And you'll get no trouble from me. I'm minding my own business from now on. Let me guess, you nipped out for a ciggy because Ray doesn't like you smoking.
Ray?
Oh, don't even know his name. And why should you? Just a physical encounter between consenting adults. A one-night stand. What's the point of exchanging names? I have to say, you know, there's a lot to admire in such a no-nonsense attitude to sex.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
Don't go... Don't go on my behalf. Hang around. I'll make you a sandwich.
No, I'm okay.
It's no trouble.
That's very kind.
Brian.
But I think I'm okay. There's one thing you might be able to help me with, though.
Yeah, of course.
When I arrived here earlier tonight, I asked... What's his name?
Ray.
Yeah, I asked Ray if he'd look after my watch. He took it and said he'd put it somewhere safe, but he didn't say where he'd put it.
Oh, that's a bit remiss of him.
So I was wondering if you might know where he keeps his valuables.
As it happens, I do. There's a small safe underneath the stairs.
Safe?
Now, don't worry. Told me the combination. 5483.
Hugh Smith, you've been very helpful.
Yeah, you're welcome. Besides, I had to do something to get back into Ray's good books.
Hello, Brian. Who's that under the stairs?
Friend of Ray's.
Right, old Brian. Thomas wants me to read him one of my bedtime stories, and I can't find them.
You write children's stories?
It's a little hobby I started. Ah. I find British children's books do not strike the right balance between entertainment and inspiring unquestioning obedience to authority through terror.
Right, what do they look like?
They're in a plain A4 brown envelope. I rescued them from the hall table during the fire. Thomas cannot wait to hear the next thrilling installment of The Hungry Wolf in the Maternity Hospital.
So, to recap, you've got your Lannisters, your Starks, and your Baratheons all fighting over Westeros, whilst, across the ocean, Daenerys Targaryen is preparing to invade with her dragons and Dothraki horsemen.
It's okay, Joan. You can stop stalling now.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness, Claire. I nearly reached the end of Series 6. Here's your speech.
Thank you. My name is Claire Barker, and this is my keynote speech. Of all the flavours in the world, none is quite so juicy as that of a plump newborn baby.
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Benning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Nina Conti, Andrew Wincott, Sarah Kendall, Sarah Tom, Nina Wadia, Bemisola Ikemelu, and Sean Baker. The producer was Alexandra Smith. It was a BBC Studios production.